Nebraska Extension Almanac.
With winter right around the corner, beef producers will still be grazing, but will soon turn to harvested forage. Extension educator Ben Beckman and CowCast specialist Rick Rasby discuss the importance of sampling and testing hay for nutrition quality on today's almanac. Ben starts the discussion by focusing on different samples you can submit to a lab.
You know, this year especially might be a really good year for folks if you haven't already had a history of doing hay sampling to consider doing it, especially we've had portions of the summer that were really wet. And I know at least up in our neck of the woods, there was some hay that was put up a little bit, probably on the juicy side. And that can have some, you know, big implications for mold and from overheating and having some damage and things like that. Just the quality of the hay too, you know, even if it didn't get put up wet, if they let it go a little bit long, it can have some big impacts on where that actually stands out in terms of what we have in the hay yard. And so doing some sampling and knowing exactly what we actually have to deal with and develop rations with is really important. And so the best thing that you can do is go out, pull some samples and send them into a laboratory and get some results back. And in order to do that, you either need a hay probe of your own. A lot of extension offices have them that you can go to and lease out or loan out, I guess. We don't charge anything for them as long as you bring them back in good condition. And you want to go in and basically take a general sample of the hay that you have and try to get as broad of a sample as you can is really important as well. So you're wanting to go into the side of the bale that you're going to get the most layers through. So that's the round part of a round bale. If you've got the big square bales, you want to go on the front end and get as many layers as you can. And you want to take about 20 subsamples, so 20 cores per lot. And what we consider a lot is a group of hay that's been harvested at about the same time. So, and it's from generally the same condition. So the same field, if you've got some really dramatic differences in a field, maybe we're in the sandhills and you've got some upland hay and you've got some sub-irrigated hay, you know, those would be two separate lots. If you've got a field that you harvested, you know, 2 weeks earlier in a field that you had to wait a while on to get to, you know, those would be different lots as well. So basically, hay that's going to be similar, we can take those subsamples, those cores, mix them all together, take out that quart size bag or so that we need to send into the lab.
Rick says testing hay is critical to understand the quality of your hay to ensure your cattle are getting the best nutrition possible.
So I think the idea is once you get a representative sample, at least when we think about beef cows, you'd want moisture and you'd want protein and you'd want TDN. And if you're doing a summer annual, you'd want to get nitrates as well. You think about those three components, or four components if you include nitrates. Those will give you the information that you need to inventory and stage and then develop rations. So those would be the items that I'd have you think about. Sometimes, depending on the lab, you'll get a protein, percent crude protein, and then you'll go through some calculations in regards to heat damage, and then they'll have an adjusted crude protein. And so if you do have heat damage and the adjusted crude protein is different from the crude protein, then use the adjusted crude protein. And I just say, Aaron, as I take a look at it, it's this year it looks like we have plenty of hay. And I think Ben's right. I think there's been challenges to put up hay at the right time and then not getting it rained on. So I think the idea is that it's really important to get a good sample and a good test.
Stay tuned for more timely tips about testing your hay quality on future Almanac programs. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.